Let's turn in God's Word now to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 49. Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 49. God's people, these, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful? Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was anhungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone. And he said unto them, That the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast, the Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples, and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, and do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. But ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Those are God's words from Luke chapter 6. And again, as we go back to the beginning, the passage begins with instruction on the Sabbath, and Jesus' instruction on the fourth commandment. We even see that he is Lord of the Sabbath. And so he determines his Sabbath, and what is right and wrong and true and false. Here we see what we spoke of last Lord's Day in Psalm 132 about acts of physical mercy in Isaiah 58. You see that here as the disciples needed food, verses 1 through 5. And then verses 6 through 11, another account of physical mercy healing the man with the withered hand. See both accounts showing that physical mercy is part of keeping the Sabbath. Again, we see that Jesus went and prayed to the Father, verse 12. It describes him doing it all night, praying all night. And then through verse 16, we have the account of Jesus calling the 12 apostles. And then through verse 19, the healing of many with various diseases and unclean spirits, and they were healed. And then we see the sermon, often called the Sermon on the Mount, the sermon he preached to the disciples here through to the end of the chapter, which is in part an exposition of the moral law, the Ten Commandments. Passage ends, verse 47. It says, Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like the man who built his house on the foundation, which is the rock. And we know the rock is Jesus Christ. So build your foundation. Build your life upon the rock, Jesus Christ. Keep, as we're hearing in Ecclesiastes, keep looking above the sun to him with whom we have to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your word. We're thankful for the gospel. We're thankful for the Sermon on the Mount that expounds upon the moral law that is eternal, your commandments. We give you praise that you teach us your ways and loving our neighbor, but especially loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we pray that you would build us up in the faith and give us hearts that are built upon Jesus Christ. Hearts that are good, having been regenerated by your Holy Spirit. And so out of our hearts, good fruit would be produced. In our words, in our actions, even in our thoughts. We pray for this, for your glory. That we would be holy as Christ is holy, righteous as he is righteous. That your name would go forth, not so that we would be glorified, but Christ would be glorified. That he would be exalted. That Christ would be praised as we seek first your kingdom. Father, we pray and ask for your help again for this congregation, that you would keep giving us the gospel, keep preaching and teaching us the word of God. Put it in our hearts, our minds. Change our wills. Change our thinking. Change our emotions. And how we react to things in this world. And how we react to you. And how you answer our prayers. And how you do great things. That we would marvel in you, the great God on high. Father, we're thankful that you're the God who answers our prayers and even answers above and beyond all that we ask or think, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. What a gracious God you are. We give you thanks. We're thankful for how you love us, how you show your covenant mercy to us, though we are completely undeserving, showering us with your grace. Father, keep doing this. Keep showing your mercy, manifesting your grace at work in your church and amongst us, that your word going forth would not fall on deaf ears. It would not go into dead hearts and remain dead, but your word by your Spirit would bring life about. Just as we come into spring now, and of those dead-looking plants and dead-looking trees, you show forth life. Pray that you would do that in our hearts, in our souls. And you would bring down the showers of your grace upon us. And Father, we pray and ask that you would care for us, be our shield, our strength, our power. Heal us in our souls. Grant to us a love for everyone in the body, even like those saints in Colossae that we heard about a little bit this morning. Even when it's tough to do, that we would have that eternal perspective and our hope firmly set upon what awaits us in glory forever. And that rest that we have forever in you. Pray that you would bring us into that rest. And that you would help us as a church, as a congregation, to keep your Sabbaths. We're thankful for the many Sabbaths you give us throughout the year. Once every week, which we get to celebrate. The privilege to celebrate your Son, the Gospel, and His birth, life, death, resurrection, ascension, and session, as he sits now as our mediatorial king, living to make intercession for us and ruling and defending us and protecting us, feeding us. And Father, we ask that you would keep watching over us as a congregation. Guide us, grow us, only so that we might that your kingdom might expand, that the church, that there be more churches planted, that we'd be able to plant churches, and that you would be exalted in this as the gospel keeps going forth to all nations and all tongues and all peoples. Father, as we have hope that you will bring this about, we pray also for the churches without a minister, a pastor, without the consistent preaching ministry. We ask that you would provide for them, that they would be blessed in their hearts and grow in their love for you. And so we pray for the Shawnee congregation and the Westminster congregation, the church plant that's still being worked upon in Oklahoma City, that you'd provide a church planter, a minister for them. And Father, we ask and pray for your blessing upon these congregations, and that you would not allow your lampstand to be snuffed out there, just as we pray that it would not be snuffed out here. Father, we are only here this evening and this day because of your mercy and your grace. And so continue us as a people, as a congregation of your church throughout the world in this time. Hold us up. Give us the strength to endure suffering, affliction, persecution, whatever might come, that the worship of you would go on, and your name would be exalted and declared even in the face of great dangers. Uphold us, Father. We pray in all these things in Jesus' name. Oh, and Father, we do pray. Forgive me. Father, we ask that you would be with Arian as she's in the hospital now, and ask that you would heal her body and the blood clots that are found. We're thankful that those blood clots were found pretty early, and ask that you would thin out her blood and cause her blood to flow properly according to your will. And we pray that she, as she has to stay overnight in the hospital, that she would be able to have Boaz there with her and be able to keep caring for him. And if it be your will also, that Shane be able to be there, and Levi if necessary. We pray that they would all be able to be together, and you would give good health to Arian if that be your will. Of course, that's what we pray for. Ask for your will to be done, for your goodness and mercy to be upon that family and upon this congregation for your glory. And in all these things, we pray for your praise to be made, our voices to be lifted up, even in the good and dark providences. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.